This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When Barack Obama was first elected to the White House 4 years ago, there was a lot of talk of this being a post-racial era. With an African-American as president, the thinking went, we would enter an era of new attitudes between black and white Americans. But an Associated Press poll that's just been completed has found that racial attitudes have not improved. The study's authors came from the University of Chicago, Stanford University, and our next guest from the University of Michigan, Communication Studies Professor Josh Pasek. Now, let's start with the findings of your study, Josh, and then move to how it fits into President Obama's reelection. You found out not only have racial attitudes towards African Americans not improved, they actually got worse?
Yeah, so what we ended up finding was that there was an increase in the proportion of Americans who held net anti-black attitudes. And so it suggested that over the course of President Obama's term, things actually got a little worse. Now, there are a bunch of reasons to think this might be the case. And,
yeah.
And mind you, this is speculation.
Sure.
We can't tell you sort of exactly this is what happened
here. Right. But what are your senses?
But it's quite possible that a lot of people who didn't like many of the policies that the president was advocating interpreted some of those policies through a racial lens. And so you can imagine that if somebody, for instance, sees health care as a highly racial issue, and there's some evidence that a lot of people saw the benefits of health care going more to particular races than to others, or thought that would be the case, that under those kinds of circumstances, you could end up in an environment where people sort of read some additional racial animosity into the policies and end up feeling some additional racial animosity themselves.
So here we are. Let's talk about what everyone's talking about, and that is Barack Obama's reelection. So you find racial tension, yet not only did we elect him once, but we as a nation doubled down. We elected him to a second term, and we will have a black family again living in the White House, really a symbol to the world of what America is about. So help us understand this dynamic.
Well, the thing is, racial attitudes, fortunately, in the present day, aren't the only thing that people make their decision on. And it's really good to know that even if we're finding that a large portion of Americans have net anti-black attitudes, there's still this potential that they can look at all the other issues out there and choose a candidate based on something else. And the fact is, somebody having some level of prejudice doesn't mean they can't behave in a way that seems to oppose that. And so we see that President Obama has impressively overcome that animosity, which is a really good sign for the country, even though it's not such a good sign that that animosity is still there.
Is there something going on with this reelection that deep down, as you find, we are still a racially divided country, and that maybe for some voters, voting for a black president is kind of doing their bit to end racism, but deep down those feelings are still there?
Almost certainly. You know, we've seen in a bunch of studies coming out of psychology in particular in the last couple decades that there hasn't necessarily been an elimination of anti-black attitudes, but their form has changed. And that when we're looking at those kinds of things, there are decisions that people make that they're not even aware of. A bunch of sociologists, for instance, have sent out resumes with stereotypically white and stereotypically black names. Mm-hmm. And if you send out a resume with a stereotypically black name on it, it turns out the person is somewhat less likely to get the job. Mm-hmm. And so the processes that are going on are processes that quite possibly those people considering the resumes aren't actually thinking about, but that can still matter. And there's other evidence that in line with what you're suggesting could provide sort of extra challenges, which are that when people are given an opportunity to say, well, I've done a good thing in X, Y, or Z arena, they'll sometimes end up feeling more justified to do something that goes against that. It's this whole, well, I have some black friends phenomenon that allows one to presumably make some racist statement. And that really isn't, you know, a good direction per se, but there are people who internally feel like, well, they've justified their self-concept of themselves, and so this other area may not.
Josh Pasek, his research indicating racial attitudes toward African Americans have worsened since the election of President Barack Obama. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
And Josh Pasek is Communication Studies Professor at the University of Michigan.